Blog Talk Radio.
Sister Denise,
you were saying something before we went live?
And I was just saying good morning.
Oh, all right. Amen. Good morning to you as well. All right, I want to say good morning to everyone in Pal Talk and Blog Talk on the Internet in general, wherever you may be, whether you're in North America or South America, whether you're on the African continent, the Middle East, the Far East, the European theater, or any of the communist bloc countries that tune into this broadcast, we greet you in the only name whereby men must be saved, the name of Yeshua HaMashiach. Okay. We are going to go ahead and do our statement of faith and get into this. We want to say this is the beginning of the 10th month, and so the 2 more months that we will be entering into our spring feast days, Passover, the heave offering, those things. And so we just want to be mindful of that. So let me have the ladies to cover their heads. Men, uncover your heads, and let us do our statement of faith. I believe that all scripture is given by the inspiration of Elohim and is profitable for doctrine and for reproof and for correction, for instruction in righteousness, according to 2 Timothy chapter 3 and verse 16. I believe all holy men must be inspired and directed by the Spirit of Yah, according to 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 20 through 21. I believe there is one Elohim according to Deuteronomy chapter 6 and verse 4. I believe that Yeshua is the manifest Son of Yah, according to Luke chapter 1, verse 35. I believe I'm a new covenant child of Yah according to Hebrews chapter 8 and verse 10. I believe I'm of royal priesthood according to 1 Peter chapter 2 and verse 9. I believe I'm chosen and directed by Yah according to Ephesians chapter 1 and verse 4. I believe I'm a child of Yah and of the seed of Abraham according to Galatians chapter 3 verse 26 through 29. I can do all things through Mashiach which strengthens me according to Philippians chapter 4 verse 13. Let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. It is my whole duty to fear Yah and keep his commandments, according to Ecclesiastes chapter 12 and verse 13. Let us give our Elohim a hand clap of praise on this morning. Hallelujah, Father. We just thank you and we glorify and we lift you up and we magnify your name on this morning, Father. And we give you all the glory, honor, and praise, for truly you are the only one worthy of it. And we will bow down and worship you and you and you alone. Another will we not serve or give our adoration to. But we give you glory on this morning, Father. We thank you for all that you have done and all that you're going to do. And we lift up your name on today. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, God, Elohim. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Holy hands raised to the Most High Elohim. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who have trespassed against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, now and forever. Heavenly Father, we come before you this morning. Thank you for life, health, and strength today. Thank you for the opportunity to once again come together and to break bread and to observe your Shabbat, a day of rest that you have ordained that your people should keep perpetually throughout all time. Father, we ask that you would forgive us our sins as we forgive those who have sinned against us. We ask that you lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. We ask that you hold not the iniquity of our forefathers against us, for they are all gone by the way of the grave. And we are still yet here, seeking to keep the statutes, your laws, and your commandments in spirit and in truth. People of Israel have done wickedly, and that we have walked contrary to you, and you have walked contrary to us. But if we would but turn from our wicked ways and repent from our sins and not complain about the punishment that you have placed upon us by scattering us into all the nations of the world, that you would once again turn your eyes and your ears toward your people Israel. So, Father, we acknowledge that we have walked contrary to you, that you have walked contrary to us. And, Father, we are turning from our wicked ways and repenting of our sins, and we won't complain about the punishment that you have placed upon us by scattering us into all the nations of the world. But this will be our testimony. This is what happens to you when you disobey the Most High Elohim. Father, we pray for the seed of Israel that is asleep, that you might wake them and give them an unction to come and keep your statutes, your laws, and your commandments. We pray for the seed of Israel that is awake, that you might give us a meek and a humble spirit, a spirit of love for you alone. We pray for the seed of Abraham, all that you call by faith in Messiah, that they would hear your voice and that they would come and obey your statutes, your laws, and your commandments. Now, Father, as we go to work in the kingdom on today, we ask that you would smile upon this work and that you would give us faith. In the name of Yeshua HaMashiach, I pray. Amen and amen. The book of 1 Kings, chapter 8. 1 Kings, chapter 8, starting in verse 46. And I will personalize it. 1 Kings, chapter 8, starting in verse 46. For there is no man that sinneth not, and thou be angry with us, and deliver us to the enemy, so that they carry us away captive unto the land of the enemy, far or near. Yet if we shall bethink ourselves in the land whether we were carried captive, and repent, and make supplication unto thee in the land of them that carried us captive, saying, we have sinned, and have done perversely, we have committed wickedness. And so return unto thee with all our heart and with all our soul in the land of our enemy, which led us away captive, and pray unto thee toward our land, which thou gavest unto our fathers, the city which thou hast chosen, and the house which Solomon has built for thy name. Then hear thou our prayer and our supplication in heaven thy dwelling place, and maintain our cause, and forgive thy people that have sinned against thee in all our transgressions, wherein we have transgressed against thee. And give us compassion before them who carried us captive, saying, give us compassion before them who carried us captive, that they may have compassion on us. For we be thy people and thine inheritance, which thou brought us forth out of Egypt, from the midst of the furnace of iron, that thine eyes may be open unto the supplication of thy servant, and unto the supplication of thy people Israel, to hearken unto us in all that we call for unto thee. For thou didst separate us from among all the people of the earth, to be thine inheritance, as thou spake by the hand of Moses thy servant, when thou broughtest our fathers out of Egypt, O Yah, Elohim. For the Most High, a blessing to the reading, the hearing, the understanding, and the doing of his word, in Yeshua HaMashiach's precious name, amen and amen. Oh, amen. The blowing of the shofar.
Everything I do is for you. I give you the praise and the glory. You came and you walk in the flesh, an example of love. It is a story. Your words jump at me like a picture. The perfect you are in the scriptures. Your words, they don't change and they don't go void. You are the truth you deliver. Most High, I honor you. You are my Elohim. You're the creator of everything. There are no others beside you, and they know that. Check all my members, cause I gotta be in that number. Most High, I honor you. You are my Elohim. You're the creator of everything. There are no others beside you, and they know that.
And this dream is of all the won't say nations, the kingdom, you know, because we got all kind of nations, but the kingdom that would rule over Israel until the end of time, until the end day, okay? And then the last part of that dream, it's that the kingdom of Elohim would be established. So when we are looking at this dream, and it's a prophetic dream of all the kingdoms that would rule over Israel, God's chosen, the Most High's chosen, okay, until the end time. So I was going to start in verse 31, but I think I need to actually get his dreams. Let's go back up. Let's start in verse 1. Daniel chapter 2, starting in verse 1. We're just going to read this because it's important that we understand the question, what's been asked, and the response that the Most High gives in this vision, in this dream. So Daniel chapter 2, starting in verse 1. And in the second year of the reign of Nebuchadnezzar, Nebuchadnezzar dreamed dreams, wherewith his spirit was troubled, and his sleep broke from him. Then the king commanded to call the magicians, and the astrologers, and the sorcerers, and the Chaldeans, for to show the king his dream. So they came and stood before the king. And the king said unto them, I have dreamed a dream, and my spirit was troubled to know the dream. Then spake the Chaldeans to the king in Cyrus, O king, live forever. Tell thy servants the dream, and we shall show you the interpretation. Now, they're saying, hey, tell us your dream. We'll tell you what it means. But he's not going to go that route. No, if you say you have this kind of power, you tell me what I dreamed. And so the Most High is setting this up so that there is only he that can do this and whomever he gives the power to. 5. The king answered and said unto the Chaldeans, the thing is gone from me. I don't remember. If you will not make known unto me the dream with the interpretation thereof, you shall be cut in pieces. Now hear that. I forgot the dream, and if you can't tell me what I dreamed, I'm going to cut you into pieces. And your houses shall be made a dunghill. I'm going to tear down your houses, and that's where we're going to pour all the sewage from the city. But if you show the dream and the interpretation thereof, you shall receive of me gifts and rewards and great honor. Therefore, show me the dream and the interpretation thereof. Now, they're in a catch-22 situation. Damned if they do. And, well, I won't say it's a catch-22 because if they do, then they're going to be blessed. If they don't, then they're going to be killed, cut into pieces. They answered again and said, let the king tell his servants the dream, and we will show the interpretation of it. The king answered and said, I know of certainty that you would gain the time because you see the thing is gone from me. So you just stalling for time. I already told you I forgot this. But if you will not make known unto me the dream, there is but one decree for you, for you have prepared lying and corrupt words to speak before me. Only way you're going to tell me the truth is you're going to tell me what I don't remember. And then I'll remember it. Because right now, if I tell you anything, you're going to turn it into lies. You know, and something. Verse 9 again. But if you will not make known unto me the dream, there is but one decree for you. For you have prepared lying and corrupt words to speak before me, till the time be changed. Therefore, tell me the dream, and I shall know that you can show me the interpretation thereof. The Chaldeans answered before the king and said, there is not a man upon the earth that can show the king's matter. Therefore, there is no king, master, nor ruler that asks such a thing at any magician or astrologer or Chaldean. Now, magician, astrologer, or Chaldean, these are, you know, the Chaldeans, that's where Abraham came out of, Ur of the Chaldeans, okay? And it is a rare thing that the king requires, and there is none other that can show it before the king except the gods, whose dwelling is not with flesh. For this cause, the king was angry and furious and commanded to destroy all the wise men of Babylon. Now, Daniel is amongst these wise men. He's not at this meeting. The astrologers are there. The sorcerers are there. The magicians are there. The Chaldeans are there. But the people of the Most High aren't there. Okay? And the decree went forth that the wise men should be slain. And they sought Daniel and his fellows to be slain. He ain't even at the meeting. But Daniel is among the wise men. Okay? Then Daniel answered with counsel and wisdom to Arioch, the captain of the king's guard, which was gone forth to slay the wise men of Babylon. He answered and said to Arioch, the king's captain, why is the decree so hasty? Why y'all doing it so fast? King. Then Arioch made the thing known to Daniel. Then Daniel went in and desired of the king that he would give him time and that he would show the king the interpretation. Then Daniel went to his house and made the thing known to Ananias, Mishael, and Azariah, his companions, that they would desire mercies of Elohim of heaven concerning this secret, that Daniel and his fellows should not perish with the rest of the wise men of Babylon. Then was the secret revealed unto Daniel in the night vision. Then Daniel blessed the Elohim of heaven. Daniel answered and said, blessed be the name of Elohim forever and ever, for wisdom and might are his. Now the Most High has done this intentionally, so that Nebuchadnezzar has to count on Daniel. He has to know that, you know, that Daniel is his man, okay? And he changed the times and the season. He removes kings and sets up kings. He gives wisdom unto the wise and knowledge to them that know understanding. So, you know, if you read the stars, you're an astrologer, or you're working sorcery or magic, none of those things are going to tell you what somebody dreamed. And as the magician said, hey, can nobody tell you this unless God tells them? And they said God, because they worship many deities in this land. And the Most High is dealing with Nebuchadnezzar, okay, to let Nebuchadnezzar know there's only one, and it's me. That's what this whole thing is about. But he's going to reveal to him something about throughout all time. Okay. Verse 22, he revealeth the deep and secret things. He knows what is in darkness, and the light dwelleth with him. I thank thee and praise thee, O thou Elohim of my fathers, who has given me the wisdom and the might, and has made known unto me now what is desired of thee. For thou hast now made known unto us the king's matter. Now think about this. The king is going to, he's put out a decree to kill all the wise men. And the Most High reveals this thing to Daniel, not really for the sake of all the other wise men, but for Daniel and his brethren's sake. Okay? Therefore, Daniel went in unto Arioch, whom the king had ordained to destroy the wise men of Babylon. He went and said unto him, destroy not the wise men of Babylon. So they all owe Daniel. Bring me in before the king, and I will show unto the king the interpretation. Then Arioch brought in Daniel before the king in haste, and said unto him, I have found a man of the captives of Judah that will make known unto the king the interpretation. The king answered and said to Daniel, whose name was Belshazzar, that's his Assyrian name, Art thou able to make known unto me the dream which I have seen and the interpretation thereof? Daniel answered in the presence of the king and said, the secret which the king has demanded cannot the wise men, the astrologers, the magicians, the soothsayers show unto the king. But there is an Elohim in heaven that revealeth secrets and maketh known to the king of Nebuchadnezzar what shall be in the latter days. Because the king asked, what comes after me? And the Most High gave him a dream. Thy dream and the visions of thy head upon thy bed are these. As for thee, O king, thy thoughts came into thy mind upon thy bed. What should come to pass hereafter? And he that revealeth secrets maketh known to thee what shall come to pass. So Nebuchadnezzar is king of Babylon, king of confusion. I want you to write that down. Because Babylon means confusion. So here is Nebuchadnezzar, king of confusion, okay? And he asked the Most High. Now, he's the king of confusion, but he's the greatest king on the earth at the time. And the Most High uses Assyria, uses Babylon to come against his people. Whenever we disobeyed, he always would bring the Babylonians or the Assyrians, but in this case it's the king of Babylon, to punish Israel, okay? And that's how Daniel and them are in captivity, because Israel just would not do right. And so they have been conquered by the Babylonians. And the Most High says, submit to this king. Israel, submit to this king, because you're not doing right. And I'm going to punish you, but I'm not going to altogether destroy you. So submit to him. Verse 29 again. As for thee, O king, thy thoughts came into thy mind upon thy bed, what should come to pass hereafter. And he that revealeth secrets maketh known to thee what shall come to pass. But as for me, this secret is not revealed to me for any wisdom, that I have more than any living. But for their sake, that shall make known the interpretation to the king, and that thou mightest know the thoughts of thy heart. Thou, O king, sawest, and behold, a great image. Now I want you to pay attention to this image, okay? Because these are all the kingdoms that are going to be in rulership over the people of the Most High. These kingdoms, okay? And it goes from Nebuchadnezzar to the end of time. That's what he asked. And that's what he says is going to be revealed to him, down to the end of time. Thou, O king, sawest, and behold, a great image, the great image whose brightness was excellent, stood before thee, and the form thereof was terrible. When he says it was terrible, it's like, not that it was ugly or anything like that. It was a great, magnificent image, okay? This image head was fine gold, his breast and his arms silver, his belly was and his thighs of brass, of iron, his feet part iron and part clay. So he's describing these kingdoms, and the head of it is going to be gold. Okay, and that's going to represent Nebuchadnezzar. Thou sawest till that stone was cut out without hand, which smote the image upon the feet that were of iron and clay, and break them into pieces. Then was the iron and the clay and the brass and the silver and the gold broken into pieces. So I'm showing you these kingdoms. And then I'm showing you the destruction of these kingdoms, how they're going to end. Broken into pieces together, and became like chaff of the summer threshing floor, and the wind carried them away, that no place was found for them. And the stone that smote the image became a great mountain and filled the whole earth. This is the dream. And we will tell the interpretation thereof before the king. Thou, O King, art King of kings. For Elohim of heaven has given thee a kingdom, power, and strength, and glory. Now he is the head of this image. And whatever the head is named, that's what the whole statue is named. Okay? So the statue, the name of the statue is not the King of Babylon. The name of the statue is confusion. Because that's what Babylon means. Okay? So the King of Babylon is the head of the statue of gold. He's the head of gold, and he is confusion. Okay? And it represents the world government. All the governments that would rule over Israel, over the world, they represent confusion. And whosoever and wheresoever the children of men dwell, the beasts of the field and the fowls of heaven, hath he given unto thine hand, and has made thee ruler over them all. Thou art this head of gold. So Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, king of confusion, you are the head. And after thee shall arise another kingdom inferior to thee, another third kingdom of brass, which shall bear rule over all the earth. And the fourth kingdom shall be strong as iron, for as much as iron breaketh into pieces and subdues all things, and as iron that breaketh all things shall it break in pieces and bruise. And whereas thou sawest the feet and the toes, part of potter's clay and part of iron, the kingdom shall be divided. But there shall be in it of strength of iron, for as much as thou sawest the iron mixed with miry clay. And as the toes of the feet were part iron and part clay, so the kingdom shall be partly strong and partly broken. Now, these different aspects, gold, silver, bronze, iron, clay, types of governments and how they would rule, okay? But they represent government. So just write that down. They represent government. And whereas thou sawest the iron mixed with miry clay, they shall be mingled themselves with the seed of men. But they shall not cleave one to another, even as iron is not mixed with clay. So this last kingdom shall be mixed part strong and part weak. And if you put, you know, if you mix iron with clay, it won't cling together. It'll cling together for a little bit, but then it will fall apart. Verse 44. And in the days of these kings shall the Elohim of heaven set up a kingdom. So the Most High says, I'm going to allow man to govern himself. And these are the governments that are specifically going to rule over Israel. But they're going to be global governments. And I'm going to give it to them to rule for a time. And then at the end, I'm going to destroy these governments, the system of men governing themselves. Because anytime men choose to govern themselves and not allow the Most High, their government doesn't come through the Most High. Their governance is not based upon him. It is confusion. So Nebuchadnezzar represents the beginning of this. And we know that the Most High had to turn Nebuchadnezzar into a brute beast for 7 years. And at the end of that 7 years, when he gave him his sanity back, Nebuchadnezzar had to admit, there is only one Elohim. And the Elohim of Daniel is that Elohim. He had to admit that. Okay? And that he had to get his rulership, he had to understand that his rulership came through the Most High Elohim. But that's not the way he started. It is not the way the government of men are going to rule the world. So anytime that a world leader reads this parable, reads this, that's not a parable, but this dream, this prophecy, then they should automatically come to the understanding that, you know, if I'm going to rule, I need to have the Most High as the basis for my rule. Because anything other than that is confusion. I'm going to try to be doing things and ruling people from my own standard and not from the standard of the Elohim that created everything, the Elohim that gave them the power to even be that in that position. So Babylon itself, spiritual Babylon, stands for the governance of men and men governing themselves without influence from the Most High. They forget about the Most High. So when men don't understand that in order to rule, in order to be a great kingdom, that the source of their rulership is the Most High Elohim, then they are confused. But the fact that men want to rule themselves, period, and not allow the Most High to rule over them is confusion. You're confused. You think you know better than I do. And this is spiritual Babylon. Man, the spirit that governs men to want to rule themselves. That's what spiritual Babylon is. And the world, while you have all these different governments, is their attempt, whether it's democracy, whether it's communism, whether it is whatever the governments that are out there. I think I did a study on all those governments a while back, about 15 or 20 different types of government that man is trying to use to rule himself. And none of them include the Most High. So it is confusion, that spirit that makes man think that he can govern himself without Most High. That is Babylon. That is the spirit of confusion. Okay, let's finish this. And in the days of these kings shall Elohim, the Elohim of heaven, set up a kingdom which shall never be destroyed, and the kingdom shall not be left of other people. But it shall break in pieces and consume all these kingdoms, and it shall stand forever. So here are all the kingdoms of the world that will be in place. But he used it from the standpoint of these are the ones that had direct control over Israel, his heritage, and I'm going to destroy that system in the end and set up my own government. Okay? And consume all these kingdoms, all these nations, all these governments, and it shall stand forever. For as much as thou sawest that the stone was cut out of the mountain without hands, and that it break in pieces the iron and the brass and the clay and the silver and the gold, the great Elohim has made known to the king what shall come to pass hereafter. And the dream is certain, and the interpretation thereof sure. Then the king Nebuchadnezzar fell upon his face and worshipped Daniel and commanded that they should offer an oblation of sweet odors unto him. The king answered unto Daniel and said, O, of a truth it is that your Elohim is a Elohim of Elohim and a Lord of kings and a revealer of secrets, seeing that thou couldst reveal this secret. Then the king made Daniel a great man and gave him many great gifts and made him ruler over the whole province of Babylon and the chief of the governors over all the wise men of Babylon. So we'll stop right there, or we can read the last verse. Then Daniel requested, Then Daniel requested the king and sent Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego over the affairs of the province of Babylon. But Daniel sat in the gate of the king. So it doesn't matter whether you're in your land of your captivity. If you are following the Most High and you are being faithful to him, no matter what land we are in, he is able to elevate us up to what? The top positions in those lands? To put into place his rule? So from this chapter, now we're going to go to Revelation chapter 18. Now, what I want you to get from this is that the King Nebuchadnezzar said, hey, what comes after me? Because he knew he was a great king. He wasn't giving credit to the Most High for it. But he knew he was a great king. What comes after me? And the Most High shows him all the kingdoms, all the governments of the world that would come after him until the end times, until the last kingdom. And he shows him, I'm going to destroy, by destroying this statue, I'm going to destroy the government of the world. And I'm going to set up a government that's going to last forever. So when the scripture says, come out of her, my people, it's not talking about leave New York or leave Berlin or leave Moscow or leave Jerusalem. He's not talking about that. He's talking about coming out from under the influence of government. Stop relying on men. Make sure that you align yourself with the kingdom of heaven, his kingdom. And as I said, here in the U.S., we really are without excuse because, you know, it's funny that the Most High, in a land that has freedom of religion, and we still find it hard to worship him the way that he says to worship him. Even though he says, I'm going to destroy all these nations, and I'm going to destroy all these governments, and in the end, it's going to be my government. It's going to take over the whole world, and it's going to rule the whole world forever after that. There's going to be another different government. Because I, Yah, will rule the earth. I shall be king over all the earth. One government. With me controlling men. When he says, come out from her, come out from being influenced by the governments of the world. Come out from doing things the way that they do it. You know, you look at the Mormons, you look at the Amish, they are really governments within a government. The Amish live their lives the way that they want to live their lives. They rule their people the way that they want to rule their people. So do the Mormons. Because it's freedom of religion. But when we come to Israel, we want to say we have no power. We want to say we're in the land of our captivity. So was Daniel and Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. So was Joseph. But if we will follow after the Most High, then the Most High will raise us up to be the head of these lands until he's ready to come back. But we, you know, we are more full of excuses because we really don't want to follow the Most High. We want to follow him in name only. But indeed, we don't want to do. Go to Revelation chapter 18. The book of Revelation chapter 18. And the thing that I want to reiterate here before we get into Revelation chapter 18, when we look at the government of men, okay, because when we read in Revelation chapter 18, you're going to be reading about some things that are going to sound like a city, but it's just the way that the Most High is presenting it that we might understand, okay. So the world system are systems of oppression. They're going to oppress one person or another, okay? And so these systems of oppression, they are moral and spiritually corrupt. All the governments of the world, they are put in place to oppress the people and to rule over them. And then they are spiritually and morally corrupt. They make laws and allow, you know, and allow men to do things that are contrary to the Elohim of heaven. They know what his standards are, but they don't want to live by those standards. So they make laws that are contrary to his. They practice idolatry. They practice immorality. Spiritual apostasy. These are all the governments of the world. There's no good government in the world. No, not one. And democracy is the best that they could come up with. And we ourselves live in a democratic country. We know that it is spiritually broken. It is morally broken. It is based upon, the strength of the spirit of superiority. We know that it's not right. And now if you are a true believer, not believer in their system, but a believer in the system of the Most High, keeping his statutes, keeping his commandments, keeping his ordinances, keeping his judgment, then they will come against, they will and are going to come against them. Freedom of religion. But they will come against them. They believe in governing apart from Elohim. We'll govern ourselves. We'll create our own law. Just a second here. We'll create our own law. We'll create our own morality. And we'll govern ourselves by those laws and by those moralities. So the Elohim that we serve, because I'm going to put an end to all these things. I'm not going to allow man to govern himself anymore. I've given you a chance to come up with all these different types of governments that you feel like are going to justly and rightfully allow you to rule the people without me, without my standards, without my law. And I'm going to bring an end to that confusion. Okay? So Revelation chapter 18, starting in verse 1. And after these things, I saw another angel come down from heaven, having great power. And the earth was lightened with his glory. And he cried mightily with a strong voice, saying, Babylon the great is fallen. Now, see, we read this because we men read this as a city. Because there was a city on the earth called Babylon. But we're speaking of spiritual things. City of Babylon represented confusion. The king of Babylon represented confusion. And this whole system was in confusion because it wanted to govern itself apart from Elohim. Remember, he showed Nebuchadnezzar the dream and said, hey, all these are going to be the kingdoms that are going to rule the earth and basically over Israel, my heritage, until the end of time. And at the end of time, I'm going to destroy this system. Okay, I'm going to destroy this system. And he cried mightily with a strong voice, saying, Babylon the Great is fallen and has become the habitation of devils and the hold of every foul spirit, a cage in every unclean and hateful bird. For all nations, all governments have drunk of the wine of the wrath of her fornication. This is the spirit of confusion. All nations drunk from that spirit of confusion. All nations have drunk of the wine of the wrath of her fornication. The kings of the earth have committed fornication with her, and the merchants of the earth are waxed rich through the abundance of her delicacy. See, when this system, of men governing themselves and how what they determine to be, status symbols, what is important, what makes you rich, what makes you famous, what is, what's of value. It's all out of this same spirit. Rather than using the values of the Most High for these things, they developed their own. And all of the nations of the world drank of this spirit and governed and were governed by this spirit, the spirit of confusion, because they were doing it without. They were doing it without the Elohim of heaven. Okay? And the merchants of the earth are waxed rich through the abundance of her delicacies. And I heard another voice from heaven saying, come out of her. Now see, when you make this a city on the earth, one single city or one country, then you're going to be thinking, oh, it's America. Oh, it's New York. Oh, no, wait a minute. This is the Vatican. And this is Rome. No, it's all government. And what he's saying is, come out from her under this spirit's influence. Come out from under her standards. Establish yourself based upon the statutes, the commandments, the judgments, the ordinances of the Most High. Base your life off of that. And where the government of men go out of line from the government of the Most High, no matter what land you're in, you follow the commandments of the Most High. Because the Most High says, I'm going to destroy this system. I'm going to get rid of this confusion because I'm going to set up my kingdom over all the earth. And I'm going to rule men. So the spirit of Babylon, he's describing it right here. But don't think of it as a particular city or a particular country, because it is the governance of man trying to govern himself, no matter what type of government it is. The problem is that they are trying to govern themselves. apart from Elohim. Okay? And so their systems of money, their systems of morality, the legal system, all the systems that come from this spirit of confusion is what it's describing here. And we get a lot of our, we get most of our values from these systems. But the Most High is telling us those systems are based upon confusion. They're based upon that they think that they can govern and rule themselves separate and apart from me. That's why the United States has separation of what? Church and state? The state governs the people. So you worship how you want to worship, but you're going to go by our laws, which are not influenced by your God, because we don't have a particular God, because everybody in the United States can worship whatever God they want to worship. And under God, which God? Which Elohim? It's the Elohim of liberty. That's why they have, and I'm just speaking about our country here, that's why we have the Statue of Liberty, the Goddess Columbia, on top of the White House. It is not the Elohim of the Bible. The United States is not a Christian country. That would be against the Constitution. So the Most High says, I'm coming to tear down all of this. If you are communist and you believe that, you know, a few people are supposed to rule over the many, supposed to be, you know, looking out for the commonwealth of everybody, but really it is just like democracy. You have a few people with wealth and everybody else is mainly poor. All these different governments. So he's describing this spirit. And describing it as a city, but it's really all of the world government. They are all in on this. And I heard another voice from heaven saying, come out of her, my people, that you be not partakers of her sin, and that you receive not of her plague. See, the Most High is able to save you no matter where you are at. If you are not participating in the system, he didn't remove Israel from Egypt as he punished Egypt. Our forefathers were right there. But we had to do what the Most High said to do. Hey, y'all go over there in Goshen, and I'm going to do this to the rest of the land. And when he sent the destroyer, he said, hey, put this blood over the lintel of the doorpost, and y'all be in the house behind that blood, and I won't kill your firstborn. But if your firstborn was in prison, if they could not get up under the blood, they died. They partook of the sins of that nation, even though they were Israel. But they weren't able to bring themselves up under the blood. So in the last days, the Most High has come out from her. Realize that these governments and the things that they do are wicked. Separate yourself. You can't go in and start another government someplace else. Can't be partakers of everything that these governments are doing. The government says, okay, it's okay to be gay. It's okay for a man to marry another man and a woman to marry another woman. You can't be a partaker of that. It's those types of things. So you got to fall back on what does saith Yah Elohim. This is how we're going to live. And we're not going to let them confuse us. Because the government of men, you know, even when they make laws, the laws are not equal. They apply the laws to their own people one way and to other people another way. Unequal balances, unequal weight, unequal judgment. Because it is confusion. And so he's to do away with all of this. Verse 5. For her sins have reached unto heaven. Elohim has remembered her iniquity. Now, remember the Most High told Nebuchadnezzar, I'm showing you what's coming after you all the way through the end of time. And I'm showing you that at the end, these world governments I'm going to destroy and set up my own kingdom. Okay. When we are reading here, then understand the way it is written, you may read it to be a particular city. But it's not. These are the governments of the world. The Most High is going to destroy all the governments of the world. Reward her even as she rewarded you, and double unto her double according to her work, in the cup which she has filled to her double. How much she has glorified herself and lived deliciously. So much torment and sorrow give her. For she saith in her heart, I sit a queen, and am now widow, am no widow and shall see no sorrow. Now, this spirit has also gotten into the church. Okay. Therefore shall her plague come in one day, death and mourning and famine. She shall be utterly burned with fire, for strong is Yah Elohim who judges her. And the kings of the earth who have committed fornication live deliciously with her, self-governance. They shall bewail her and lament her when they shall see the smoke of her burning. How do you think they're going to feel when they see all of their cities and all of their ways of governance being torn down and burned? Okay. Standing afar off for the fear of her torment, saying, alas, alas, the great city Babylon. Babylon is confusion. That mighty city, for in one hour is thy judgment come. So people read this verse, they want to apply it to one city. So they say, oh, this applies to baby London, New York. No, New York does not represent all the governments of the world. And there is no one city that represents all the governments of the world. You could say this would be Rome, or Istanbul, or any of the other great cities of the world, Tokyo. But because people have an agenda, then they want to apply this to one city. Rather than looking at it, this is a spiritual war, a spiritual battle. It's going to manifest in the physical. But the spirit behind it is the spirit of men the spirit that tells men that they can govern themselves apart from Elohim. That's that spirit, and that's the spirit that he's talking about here. Because from that spirit, all this other wickedness comes. Keep going. So the banking systems, the merchant systems, all these systems are being controlled by this spirit, the spirit of confusion. Okay? Standing afar off for the fear of her torment, saying, alas, alas, the great city Babylon, that mighty city, for in 1 hour is thy judgment come. And the merchants of the earth shall weep and mourn for her, for no man buyeth their merchandise anymore. The merchandise of gold and silver and precious stones and pearls and fine linen and purple and silk and scarlet and all thine wood and all manner of vessels of ivory and all manner of vessels of most precious wood and of brass and iron and marble and cinnamon and odors and ointment and frankincense and wine and oil and fine flour and wheat and beef and sheep and horses and chariots and slaves and souls of men. These are all the things that man has that are precious based upon that spirit. Okay? And the fruits that the fruits that thy soul lust after are departed from thee. And all things which were dainty and goodly are departed from thee. Thou shalt find them no more at all. The merchants of these things which were made rich by her shall stand afar off for the fear of her torment and weeping and wailing. And saying, alas, alas, the great city that was clothed with fine linen and purple and scarlet, decked with gold and precious stones and pearls. What government do you know? It's not decked out that way. All the governments of the world, they don't present themselves as being poor, torn down. Their leaders, their royalty, if they are based upon that, everything is based upon things being beautiful, things being elegant. So he's using a city to describe a system. And this system is all the governments of the world rule themselves apart from him. All the governments of the world. Keep going. For in 1 hour, that's all it's going to take, 1 hour. So great riches have come to naught, and every shipmaster and all company and ships and sailors, as many as trade by sea, stood afar off and cried when they saw the smoke of her torment, the smoke of her burning, saying, what city is like unto this great city? And they cast dust on their heads and cried and weeping and wailing and saying, alas, alas, the great city wherein were made rich all the ships by the sea by reason of her costliness, for in 1 hour she is made desolate. Rejoice over her, thou heavens, and you holy apostles and prophets, for Elohim has avenged you on her. The Most High is not going to avenge the saints based upon one city. He's talking about the governments of men. And a mighty angel took up a stone like a great millstone and cast it into the sea, saying, thus with the violence shall that great city Babylon be thrown down, and shall be found no more at all. And the voice of harpers and musicians and pipers and trumpeters shall be heard no more at all in thee. No craftsman or whatsoever crafts he be shall be found any more in thee. And the sound of the millstone shall be heard no more at all in thee. and the light of the candle shall shine no more at all in thee, and the voice of the bridegroom and of the bride shall be heard no more in thee, for thy merchants were the great men of the earth, for by thy sorceries were all nations deceived. By what sorceries? By the sorceries of you can govern yourself apart from the Elohim of heaven. You can come up with your own laws, your own statutes. You can make your own morality. They bought into the spirit of confusion, whose name is Babylon. And in her was found the blood of the prophets and of the saints and of all that were slain upon the earth. Chapter 19. And after these things, I heard a great voice of much people in heaven saying, Alleluia, salvation and glory and honor and power unto Yah our Elohim. For true and righteous are his judgments. For he has judged the great whore, which did corrupt the earth with her fornication, and avenged the blood of the servants at her hand. And again they said, Alleluia. And her smoke rose up forever and ever. Remember the Most High said he's going to destroy the earth by fire. Not just one city. He's going to destroy the governments of the world by fire. And the 24 elders and the four beasts fell down and worshiped Elohim that sat on the throne, saying, Amen and Alleluia. And a voice came out of the throne, saying, Praise our Elohim, all you his servants, and you that fear him, both small and great. And I heard as it were the voice of a great multitude, and as the voice of many waters, and as the voice of mighty thundering, saying, Alleluia, for Yah Elohim omnipotent. Rule it. So this is what the end of what he had shown Nebuchadnezzar through Daniel. Now he ruled. He didn't just destroy one city. He destroyed a system. He told us that system was the government of men. They thought that they could rule without him. And at the head of that system was confusion. Now he ruled and he reigned. And so when he says, come out from her, come out from the influence of whatever government you are under, no matter where you are at in the world, whatever government you're under, whatever laws they have that are in confliction with the laws of the Most High, you cannot partake of them. Whatever holidays they celebrate that don't line up with him, you cannot celebrate. Come out from them. You have to be in the world, but not of the world. We are supposed to be affecting change in the earth. So when they see us, they're supposed to see something different. Supposed to see something different. Can't see the same old world. Our leader is Yah Elohim. He's supposed to be ruling over us, governing us. We're supposed to be following him until he destroys the governments of this world. Then there shall only be his government. when you hear people saying, oh, this is New York, oh, this is, you know, Iraq is going to have to rise to power again, and Babylon is going to have to become great again. No. Babylon is a system that represents confusion. It is run by the spirit of confusion. And that confusion starts at the head, where men think that they can govern themselves apart from Elohim. That is Babylon. And that is the spirit of Babylon. So the Most High simply shows us in the scriptures that he's going to destroy that system. And then there is the whore of Babylon, the false religion that these systems have adopted. And that system controls them. Most I said is going to destroy it all. And we'll do a series, not a series, but we'll do a lesson on the whore of Babylon that all the nations committed fornication with, worshiping other deities, worshiping a man that says that he is the vicar of Mashiach, the replacement of Mashiach on the earth. It all ties together. But know that the spirit of Babylon itself is the spirit of confusion, where man feels that he can govern himself apart from the Most High, separate from the Most High. Yeah, Most High, we'll worship you, or we'll say we worship you, but we're gonna govern ourselves. We're gonna create our own laws. We'll create our own ordinances, our own judgments, separate and apart from yours. Now, if you want to bless us, we'll take that. You can bless us. But we're going to govern ourselves. That is the spirit of Babylon. Confusion. Anytime men think that they can run their own affairs apart from the Most High, they are confused. If you think that you can run your own life separate and apart from the Most High, you are confused. If his system is not first, the Most High is not first in your life, and his standards and his ways, then you are confused. With the individual, but it moves up to the world stage, and it's the same spirit. The same spirit. And the Most High best shows us at that as the statue that he portrayed to King Nebuchadnezzar, with him as the head of confusion. And if the head is confused, the rest of the body has to be confused. If the rest of the body is going to do what the head does. And in this case, the head was the king of Babylon, the king of confusion. So every other government up under that would be in confusion. And what was the problem with that government? Nebuchadnezzar thought that his power and his might came of his own. Most I turned him into a brute beast for 7 years to make him realize that, hey, I can't govern apart from the Most High. With that being said, I pray something was said to encourage you, enlighten you. seek Yah and to fear him. Know that he is in charge. He is the one that gives people power, authority, wealth. It is he that takes it away. It is he that sets up kingdoms, and he that will destroy them. Now what he has told us via Nebuchadnezzar, that I have set a time. I'm going to allow man to try to govern himself apart from me. But know that it is confusion. And I will destroy that system in the end. May keep you safe from all hurt and harm, seen and unseen. Until we meet again, remember I love you. I really do. I cannot love you like the Most High loves you. Fear Elohim and keep his commandments. For this is the whole duty of man. Shalom, saints, and enjoy the rest of your day. I will send out a message whether we're going to have a lesson on this evening or not. I'm not right sure at this point.
And his kingdom will reign forever. Hello, brothers, sisters. Hello, family. Happy Sabbath.
Hello.
Hello, family. Happy Sabbath. I'll send out a message to let you know if we're going to meet this evening. I'll send it out early enough that you can prepare or be there.
All right. Amen.
Enjoy the rest of your day.
Amen.
All right. You also.
All right. Thank you.
Bye.